So there's never an easy way to talk about these kinds of stories, but earlier today, Tuesday, April 21st, falling in reverse guitarist Derek Jones died. He was 35. The news came from a post by falling in reverse frontman Ronnie Radke on his Twitter and Instagram accounts where he said the following: "I'll never forget when you picked me up from jail in your old tour van to start falling in reverse. Your spirit will be interwoven through the music I write forever. Rest in peace, Derek Jones. My heart is broken." As of this time, there's no information on the cause of death, and the last thing anyone should be doing right now anyways is speculating on what happened. So instead, I wanted to take some time and just reflect on Derek's career, starting from the beginning to now, when Falling in Reverse is just days away from getting their first number one rock radio single with Popular Monster. They're currently battling Breaking Benjamin's Far Away and are gaining on them in plays at such a fast rate that, like I said, they may even surpass them tomorrow. Derek was the only original member of Falling in Reverse besides Ronnie. He's been with Ronnie every step of the way, even while he was in jail back in 2010. As Ronnie said in his announcement of the news, Derek was the one who picked him up the day he was released from jail. So from what I've been able to dig up, Derek's first gig was actually playing for a metalcore band called The Agony Scene on tour for a super brief period of time. He also played in a post-hardcore band called Smile from the Trenches. He played on the band's self-titled 2007 EP and their 2009 release, Leave the Gambling for Vegas. The band's image and sound, if you do the dive on them, was super similar to that of early Escape the Fate. It was basically Motley Crue, but just seen as hell. So him eventually joining Falling really made sense. What a lot of people don't know is that Falling in Reverse were originally called From Behind These Walls. I haven't been able to dig up exactly when Ronnie changed the name, and so much was happening at ground level during that time, even though we were all around it. I can't remember exactly when it happened, and a lot of the documentation from that time has been erased from the internet over the years. But Derek and Jackie Vincent both joined right around the time when the name switch happened. You can find a couple From Behind These Walls tracks that are still on YouTube, actually, though. One is called Listen Up, and that one, there's a lot of discussion and controversy around when it was actually recorded. It was actually recorded before Ronnie was even in Escape the Fate. It's got a really pop punky sound to it. His voice is very high pitched. You can still tell it's Ronnie, but it's definitely not post Escape the Fate time. You can hear how young he is in the recording, and it's actually got 1.8 million views on it right now, which is crazy. But there's another one called The Worst Time, which sounds a little rough production-wise because Ronnie's vocals on it were actually recorded over a phone from prison. And there's also another one called The Departure, which I believe, and I'm not 110% certain on this, was recorded before he went in. So that might be the first official From Behind These Walls demo. But so as soon as Derek left Trenches in May of 2010, he moved right to Vegas and officially joined Ronnie's band. And for all of us who were at Ground Zero for Falling, the rest is history. Shit hit the fan in the biggest way possible, and the rollout for that band was like nothing we had ever seen before. As far as official credits are concerned, Derek played on everything Falling has ever released under that name. All four Falling albums, The Drug in Me Is You, Fashionably Late, Just Like You, and Coming Home, as well as all the recent Lucys that Falling have been dropping over the last few years. You know, they haven't been going by the typical album rollout. They've just been dropping these Lucys, and they've been working for them so well, as I've documented on this show, and even in the first iteration when Matt and I were talking about the first singles that he was dropping. But he played on Losing My Mind, Losing My Life, Drugs, Popular Monster, and the most recently released The Drug in Me Is You Have Reimagined. So as I mentioned above, Popular Monster will become Falling's first number one single in a matter of days, if not tomorrow. And Derek stood by Ronnie through it all. From day one, he always had his back. And despite what anyone has had to say about Ronnie over the years, I never once heard one negative thing about Derek. And even in recent years, when Ronnie had faded the rest of the band out because they had so much member changes and lineup drama, literally from day one, he kept Derek in all the music videos and a lot of the promo shoots, and he would always make him a focus at live performances. And Matt brought up Derek quite a few times during the first iteration of the show as to him being Ronnie's right-hand man. And for Falling to grow the way they have, and for Ronnie and him to evolve this band, stick with it over the years into becoming this kind of behemoth of an act, and for all of this to happen right now is just wild and incredibly unexpected. So rest in peace, and thank you to Derek for all he gave the scene, because it's way more than people realize.